Silent ammo, the suppressor-free option. What if I told you, you could suppress a firearm, without using a suppressor? You can actually muffle the sound of a gunshot, by using a very specific ammunition design. You are, in essence, silencing the gun, with the ammunition itself. How does silent ammo really work? Who actually used it? And, is it effective? Let's find out. Silent ammo is simple, and fascinating. It's almost surprising that it isn't more common. If the NFA didn't exist, I bet we'd see these cartridges everywhere, especially for hunting. The idea is straightforward. You create a seal, between the burning propellant, and the projectile. There have been a few ways to achieve this. The most common method, uses a captive piston. The piston sits between the propellant and the projectile. When the primer ignites, it drives the piston forward. The piston strikes the projectile, hurling it down the barrel. Then, the piston jams at the neck of the cartridge, forming a gas seal trapping the explosion inside the case. No gas escapes, no muzzle blast, very little noise. Another method uses a gas sealed actuator. Here, the cartridge has a thin metal diaphragm, almost like a balloon. When the round fires, the powder charge inflates the diaphragm with gas. It pushes on the projectile, launching it forward. Same basic idea, but with a flexible membrane instead of a solid piston. While there may be other obscure prototypes, these two methods are the primary ways to create internally suppressed ammunition. The captive piston remains the most popular and successful. Who used silent ammo? Two countries, the United States and Russia. America experimented with it during Vietnam, but quickly returned to traditional suppressors. Russia, on the other hand, embraced it. They developed multiple firearms chambered for these unusual cartridges. China dabbled in it as well, mostly for tranquilizer dart guns. But our focus here is on lethal designs. The Russian option. The Soviets loved silent weapons. For secret missions, a bulkier suppressed pistol might not do. One of the first was the S-4M, a tiny, double-barreled derringer, firing 7.62 projectiles. It was designed to fool investigators, making it seem like an AK-47 had been fired from a distance, rather than a hidden assassin. Up close, the S-4M led to the MSP Grozer silent pistol, another derringer, firing a shorter 7.62 cartridge. Eventually, they produced the semi-auto PSS, firing the SP-4 captive piston cartridge. 6 rounds, fixed barrel, floating chamber, to help cycle the action. Later, they returned to revolvers, with the OTS-38, still using SP-4 ammo, but with a simple, reliable moon clip fed design. The American option. American engineers also experimented. The most famous design, the QSPR, Quiet Special Purpose Revolver. Built for tunnel rats in Vietnam, it was based on a Smith & Wesson Model 29.44 Magnum, its barrel cut down to less than an inch. The rounds used captive pistons, but were loaded with shot pellets. Each cartridge looked like a short .410 shell, carrying 15 dense tungsten alloy pellets. Effective range, about 30 feet. One Army Ranger patrol reported killing an enemy combatant with it. AAI Corporation also created a silent 12-gauge shell. A metal diaphragm actuator launched 12 number 4 buckshot pellets from a standard pump-action shotgun. It wasn't completely silent, but on a battlefield, almost unnoticeable. They even experimented with the DBCATA system, a way to launch silent 40mm grenades. It was extremely expensive, and never adopted. Silent ammo today. Only Russia still fields these weapons. They've appeared in conflicts, from Ukraine to Syria. Modern militaries mostly avoid them. The range is limited. The guns are tricky to engineer. And today, suppressors are cheaper, simpler, and far more effective. For civilians, each cartridge could legally count as a suppressor, making it a nightmare of cost and paperwork. Silent ammo remains a fascinating, shadowy corner of firearms history. A clever idea that never truly got its time in the sun.